Thank you for downloading from the BBC. For details of our complete range of podcasts and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
This is The Forum from the BBC World Service. Now time for our 60-second idea to change the world. And our offer this week comes from evolutionary biologist Chris Ponting. Chris, you've got just 1 minute to win over me, Bridget Kendall, and my other two guests, historian Philip Mansell and photographer JR. And of course you, the BBC World Service audience. So if you're ready, your minute starts now.
What I would do is randomly switch off power supplies to Western households for 1 day each week. Not only would it remind us what it is like to live in countries with intermittent electricity, but it would also be personally empowering, liberating us from our enslavement to electronic devices such as television and the internet. Respite from electronic devices would lengthen our attention spans, allowing our minds to wander idly and to linger on the past or future rather than on the present. Carbon emissions would go down for the day, and a nationwide tally of CO2 emissions saved would be a timely reminder of the thoughtless waste of electricity in our daily lives. Power cuts also bring families and communities together in adversity, making us share our material goods, like candles or gas cookers, and ensuring we spend time together. Also, with the lights off, we would be able to do something that is usually denied us, lifting our heads and gazing at the stars. This would change the world, change our thoughts, and change our futures. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's great, Chris. I was thinking, you know, it's a bit tough for those in the far north in the winter when daylight's just a glimmer on the horizon for an hour or two. And what would it do to economic productivity? Would the candlelit day always be at the weekend, do you think, so it wouldn't get in the way of all those factories and so forth?
My plans are to do it randomly, so it would just occur at, by chance, and people should be ready. They should be aware of these things.
No more work today. Let's go home and have tea by candlelight.
You know, there are wood-burning stoves, and there are other ways of lighting and heating, and these things can now be thought of.
What do you think of this, Philip?
I agree completely with Chris. I've never felt so liberated as in a valley in Dorset where there's no internet access because of the hills. And you're not always checking your email, or no one can say, oh, you didn't reply to me today, and all that sort of thing. And in fact, it does interrupt our thought processes, so you can think calmly and consistently about one subject rather than being constantly distracted by other things. And as for electricity for light and work, well, I'm sure there are ways around it, as Chris says, and we can just get up with the birds or something like that. I think the incredible waste of electricity you see in public places and offices and stations and libraries and is simply criminal, really.
What do you think, JR? Because I note that Chris says very carefully, in the Western world, not in those favelas where you've been putting up your photos, where people, you know, are very much in need of electricity as much as they can get of it.
Yeah, but you know, when I was pacing in the favela for and stayed there months, as it was really violent, controlled by drug trafficking, the police couldn't enter, but also the people for the electricity or the states can't enter to actually even pick up the garbage or anything, and which has changed since then, actually. But it's interesting to see how when there was, powers off and then, it would stay for sometimes 6, 8, 10, 12 hours, people would just keep on going. You wouldn't even notice, a slowdown or people complaining. Life would just go on, and then people would put up their candle, would walk in the street, and there was another vibe. Suddenly, night is not linked with fear, and people just, get on with it. And it was pretty interesting that you could see. I remember walking in the streets, and you see only the shadows of those machine guns. But in a way, because you knew them from the daylight, it didn't even scare you by nighttime, and people kept walking. It was interesting to see how, people stuck together, and it's true that people would feel closer in a way, but it have to be forced. If you leave it to the choice of the people, we'll always find superficial reason against that idea.
It sounds like you've won over the other two guests, Chris, but I've thought of another knock-on effect. I don't know whether you think it's a good thing or a bad thing. I think it's quite well documented that when there's a spate of power cuts, certainly in the Western world, 9 months later there's always a surge of babies. So do you think there could be a population expansion with all these couples spending more time with each other in the dark?
Absolutely. As you said, there are well-documented instances of this. There's a 50% increase in a small town in Holland when there were was a two-day power cut. And similarly in Houston, there was a 25% increase.
So this is part of your plan, is it?
Well, all I can say is that people are fully supportive of my plan, right? They've almost voted with their feet or whatever.
Well, we'd love to know what you're thinking if you're listening to this. If you want to add your thoughts, do get in touch. Details of our address are on our webpage or contact us via Facebook or Twitter.